Welcome to Module 2, How to Create Constructive Conflict. So one of the things that is happening in our world is there are more and more things that are disrupting, fragmenting, fracturing how we relate in the world. You could look at politics, you could look at technology, you could look at all kinds of things, and what you'll see is greater and greater fragmentation, greater and greater tension and conflict. Let me just highlight a couple of the key goals that you're going to be focused on for this module. First one is learn the secrets to make hard conversations easier. And I didn't say easy because they're not going to ever be easy, but easier. Two, enhance communication and problem solving abilities. And three, to enhance the productivity and enjoyment of positive relationships at work. Now, this is important. You remember the three jobs, right? Well, the three jobs are being supported by this training. And the first job, as you recall, is to be fulfilled. And this is one of the things that will support fulfillment, is that improved quality of relationships. The second one is growth. In this module, I have to say, I go into a lot more foundational work around what human development looks like. So while the focus of this module is in fact how to have hard conversations, that's just punching in on a very specific technique. I'm actually going to spend the first part of this entire module, a lot of the videos leading up, are going to have far-reaching implications way beyond just having hard conversations. This is cutting to the core of how we grow and evolve as humans. And one of the things that I know about hard conversations is they force us to grow. And so I'm going to give you some of the tools, some of the frameworks, some of the ways of thinking that helps you begin to think about how you might begin to grow and how you help other people grow, which is one of your jobs as a leader. So this is foundational stuff. We'll revisit it in other modules later. So this will feel maybe at first like we're not going right to the heart of the issues. But I promise if you stick with me, you'll see that all of this is building up to the container that helps us have those hard conversations. Third, to perform. That's our third job, which is to perform. And I'm kidding you not when I say that this work can 10x productivity on a team. I can tell you countless examples. One, a CEO called me because his COO was driving him crazy. Carlos was really a brilliant COO. He had this amazing capacity to see around corners. He was probably the smartest guy in the room almost at any occasion, and his team largely agreed. And what he also had was this knack for being quite belligerent or ballistic in the way that he communicated with people. So he would be very hard, very critical, in some cases quite embarrassing, publicly shaming people. He was so smart, he had no tolerance for people who weren't as smart or as fast thinking as he was. And so he could see the problems, he'd identify them, and then when people couldn't catch on, he'd get pretty angry pretty fast. Now, what that meant is the CEO had a problem. Carlos was an amazing performer, but he was also leading to major morale problems in his team. And so the CEO started getting wind through back channels that people were looking at leaving. Some of the highest performing people under Carlos were saying, look, I don't want to work here anymore if I'm going to work for this guy. And so he called me up, he had me come in, and I did what I always do to start. I did a 360 evaluation with all the stakeholders. I interviewed all the key stakeholders to really get a clear picture of exactly what was going on. And what became clear is everything the CEO thought was true. Carlos was brilliant, and he was, for lack of a better word, a bit of a jerk. Now, the thing that was really interesting was when I got to talk with Carlos and gave him some of this feedback, he was really surprised. He didn't know that he was having this effect on people. And one of the things that I did to help him work was I realized that he also was very kind inside. He was very soft. He wanted to connect. He loved people. He just didn't realize that the way he was coming off was abrasive. And so what I did is I taught him a few of the techniques that you're going to learn in this training. And what it did was instead of having all these people that would go off after a meeting and talk behind his back and talk to HR and talk to their wives at home and lose 10 hours of productivity, if he would have just switched the phrasing of some words that he was using, which I'll show you later, he could have saved the team 10 hours worth of productive work. So that's what I mean by the ability to save and get 10 hours extra work. I have lots of examples just like that. And they're different. You know, some cases it's a leader who was really distant. In some cases it's a leader who was overly accommodating and entirely too kind all the time and no one knew where they stood. In some cases it's a leader who didn't know how to stay out of the weeds and was so sort of focused on a pixel he couldn't see the picture. And these are all of the things, the dynamics that I've witnessed, that I've seen over the years, and the patterns that have emerged. And here's one of the biggest patterns, and this is what this whole Hard Conversations training is about. The pattern is this: the skills that made you successful enough to get you to the level or the role that you're in currently, usually it's a higher level than you were in before, are not the same skills that will make you successful there or take you to the next level. And so a lot of the work we'll do is actually to sort out, what are the skills that I don't yet have active in me that I need in order to become that next level leader? How do I get to that next level? One other piece that I want to just introduce you to, again, if you haven't seen the masterclass that I did at the beginning, is that there's this fundamental built-in challenge to leadership and leading people if you build your team the right way. So I want to just highlight this right now. One of the biggest challenges is this, that if you have the right people, you'll get high-octane people. But you also want to make sure you hire a diverse group. And so these two things together are essential. Hiring a diverse group, having high octane people. Now, there is a problem with these two things, which you need, by the way. If you don't have high octane people, you won't be able to solve the problems. If you don't have a diverse group, you end up with groupthink. Also won't have the creativity to solve your major problems. But here's what happens. With a diverse group of people, what it does is it actually brings so many different points of view that it can threaten the alignment of the team or the ability for the team to pull in the same direction at the same time. And then when you have a high-octane group of people, or high-octane people, really powerful people, what that is you get really strong points of view, which threatens buy-in, meaning people who are excited about the vision that you're creating for them. And so that's one of the biggest challenges. And so when you look at this picture, so much of what we'll be doing in this training is helping you understand how to manage and deal with this fundamental problem.